Hey there, little adventurers. Are you ready for a deep dive today? Because we are going on a roller coaster.
Ooh, a roller coaster ride.
But not just any Y roller coaster.
Oh, I like roller coasters.
This one is powered by feelings.
Feelings, huh? I've never heard of a roller coaster like
Me
that.
neither. But that's what's so cool about today's deep dive. We're going to explore a story called The Rainbow Roller Coaster.
Okay, the Rainbow Roller Coaster. This sounds fun.
It is, and just like a real roller coaster. This story is full of twists and turns and tons of colorful fun.
I bet it even has loop-de-loops.
It does have loop-de-loops.
Awesome. So who's riding this roller coaster?
Well, in this story, there are four best friends, Parker and Benji and Susie and Isla, and they're all at the amusement park.
An amusement park sounds like the perfect place for a rainbow roller coaster.
You're right, and they can't wait to ride this brand new rainbow roller coaster. It's got rainbow-colored loops and sparkly lights and the coolest cars you've ever seen.
Wow, that sounds amazing. But I'm still curious about this feelings thing.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot to tell you the most important part. This roller coaster is special because it's powered by the rider's emotions.
What? So if you're feeling super excited, the roller coaster zooms faster.
That's exactly right. And if you're feeling a little scared, it gently slows down.
Whoa, that is so cool. Imagine feeling excited and suddenly, whoosh, you're flying through the
I
air.
know, right? So let's see what happens when our four friends hop on this amazing roller coaster.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so they all climb into the roller coaster cars, all buckled up and ready for the adventure. And as the roller coaster starts to climb that first big hill,
Oh, here we go.
they can feel the excitement bubbling up inside
I
them.
bet they were giggling and pointing at all the colorful lights.
Oh, definitely. The wind is blowing through their hair, the sun is shining, and they're so excited to be on this amazing ride together.
This sounds like the best roller coaster ever.
But then as they reach the tippy top of that first hill, bam,
What happened?
Benji, who's super excited,
I bet he is.
let's out a woo-hoo! And guess what? The roller coaster zooms down the track like a rocket.
It twists and turns, goes through loop-de-loops, and even dips upside down.
You got it. Benji's excitement is making the roller coaster go super fast and super fun.
Oh my goodness, I bet everyone was screaming with delight.
They were. But then Susie, who was just giggling a second ago, starts to feel a little nervous.
Oh no, especially when the roller coaster goes upside down.
I know, right? That's totally normal, though. Even on the most awesome roller coasters, sometimes we get a little nervous.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what happens when Susie gets scared?
Well, guess what happens when Susie starts to feel a little scared? The roller coaster gently slows down.
Really? It's like the roller coaster knew exactly what she needed.
That's right. This magical roller coaster shows us that all feelings are okay. Excited, nervous, calm. It's like they're all part of the adventure.
It's like the roller coaster saying, "Hey, it's all right to feel whatever you're feeling."
Exactly. And that's a super important thing to remember. Just like on this roller coaster ride, all of our feelings are okay.
So cool. So what happens next?
Okay, little listeners, hold on to your hats because I think things are about to get even more interesting.
More interesting. Tell me, tell me.
Well, as the roller coaster goes up and down, twisting and turning, the friends realize something amazing.
What is it?
Their feelings are like a joystick controlling the roller coaster.
Wait, what? So if they're feeling happy, the roller coaster goes fast, and if they're feeling a little scared, it slows down.
You got it. It's like magic.
Wow, so they can control the roller coaster with their minds.
Kind of. For example, Isla loves going fast, but sometimes gets a little anxious on roller coasters.
Oh, I bet those loop-de-loops can be scary.
And whenever Isla started to feel a little anxious, the roller coaster would gently slow down and glide smoothly until she felt calmer.
So even though Isla was feeling a little anxious, she was still able to enjoy the ride in her own way.
Exactly. The roller coaster is like a friend listening to their feelings and helping them have the best time no matter what they're feeling.
That's so awesome. I wish all roller coasters were like that.
Me too.
And get this, there's even a part of the ride where the roller coaster goes through a tunnel.
Ooh, a tunnel.
But not just any tunnel, it's a tunnel of sparkling lights.
Wow, sparkling lights. I bet it looks like a rainbow explosion in there.
It does. And as the roller coaster glides through this tunnel, all the friends start to feel calm.
Calm in a tunnel full of sparkly lights.
Yep, they feel calm and peaceful. They look at all the twinkling lights and feel a sense of wonder and joy.
It's like the roller coaster is giving them a little break.
A break.
Yeah, a moment to just breathe and enjoy the beauty around them.
That makes sense. You know, sometimes when I'm on a roller coaster, I just close my eyes for a second.
Me too, just to catch my breath.
And guess what? Because they're feeling so calm, the roller coaster moves nice and slow.
Really?
It's like it's saying, "Take your time, friends. Enjoy the view."
So it's not just the big, exciting feelings that control the roller coaster.
Sure.
Even feeling calm and peaceful can change how the ride goes.
You got it. Every feeling from excited to calm to even a little bit scared plays a part in making the roller coaster ride special and unique.
So what happens next on this amazing adventure?
Well, as the roller coaster ride continues, the friends start to notice something really important about their feelings.
What's that?
They realize that feelings can change just like the roller coaster goes up and down fast and slow.
Ooh, that's a really cool discovery. So it's okay if they don't feel the same way all the time.
Exactly. One minute they might be feeling super excited, and the next minute they might feel a little bit scared or even a little bit tired, and that's perfectly normal.
It's like the weather, right? Sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's rainy, and sometimes there are even rainbows.
That's a great way to think about it. Our feelings are like the weather, they change, and that's okay.
But what's really awesome is that even though the friends' feelings are changing, they're still having fun on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Right. They're learning that they can handle all kinds of feelings and still enjoy the ride. And by the end of the roller coaster adventure, they're laughing, cheering, and feeling like they can do anything.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for us off the roller coaster?
Well, just like Parker, Benji, Susie, and Isla, we can learn to understand and manage our own feelings too.
Really? How do we do that?
First, it's important to notice how we're feeling. Are we happy, sad, excited, angry, or maybe a little bit of everything? Sometimes our feelings can feel like a big jumble.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I have butterflies in my tummy and I'm not even sure why.
Me too.
Oh.
But once we start paying attention to how we're feeling, it's like we become detectives. We can start figuring out what's making us feel that way.
Ooh, that's cool. So if I'm feeling excited, maybe it's because I'm going to a birthday party, or if I'm feeling a little bit scared, maybe it's because I have to talk in front of my class.
Exactly. Once you know what you're feeling and why, you can start to figure out what to do with those feelings.
So if I'm feeling excited, I can jump up and down and shout, "Hooray!"
You got it. And if you're feeling a little bit scared, you can take some deep breaths, talk to a grown-up you trust, or maybe even give yourself a big hug.
Wow, it sounds like we have lots of choices when it comes to our feelings.
We do. Just like the friends on the roller coaster, we can learn to handle all of our feelings. And the more we practice understanding and managing our emotions, the better we'll get at riding the waves of feelings in our own lives.
That's amazing. So are you ready for a fun challenge, little listeners? Let's imagine what your emotional roller coaster would look like. Close your eyes for a moment and picture yourself on a roller coaster.
Ooh,
What colors would it be?
so many
Would
colors.
it have sparkly lights and fun music?
Ooh, I bet your roller coaster would be
Maybe it would
amazing.
be super fast with lots of loop-de-loops and twists and turns, or maybe it would be a gentle, magical ride that floats through the clouds.
Yeah.
What do you think? What would make your roller coaster speed up?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Would it be the feeling of opening a present on your birthday? Or the excitement of playing with your best friends?
Those are good ones.
What about you?
Maybe for me, it would be like when I finally figure something out that I've been working on for a while.
I like that. And what would make it slow down?
Slow down.
Yeah.
Maybe it's feeling a little shy when you meet new people or feeling a bit scared when you try something new for the very first time.
I think those are great examples. And remember, it's okay for your roller coaster to have both fast and slow moments, just like our feelings change all the time.
That's right. Sometimes we feel like soaring through the sky, and sometimes we need to slow down and take a deep breath.
Exactly. And that's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
So the next time you're feeling a big emotion, remember the rainbow roller coaster.
Okay.
Your feelings are powerful and they can take you on incredible adventures.
That's right.
Just remember to buckle up, hold on tight, and enjoy the ride.
Wait.
That's it for today's deep dive, little adventurers. Until next time, keep exploring those amazing feelings. And remember that all of your emotions are okay, just like the friends on the rainbow roller coaster.